One of the regional proposals seeks to allow shooting animals from a boat that's no longer under power. It's a practice allowed in other parts of the state. Proponent Nicholas Orr says hunters are already doing it and it should be allowed. Petersburg Advisory Committee member Ben Case didn't like the idea because of safety concerns.
You know, when you're on the beach hunting, the idea of somebody shooting from a boat in southeast where it's pretty wooded, a lot of times I don't think it's a sound practice personally. And I don't think it's a lot of times you can get as good of a shot.
But others on the Petersburg committee thought it would work in this part of the state. Kurt Marsh supported the change.
Having hunted a little bit up north end down here, and it's legal to float a river and shoot from a boat where there's a lot of brush and there's a lot of stuff, thicker than what we have here, I don't think that's much of an argument. It seems kind of ridiculous to me that all over the state they can hunt from a boat, shoot from a boat. But here where we have boats, and lots of boats, we can't.
In Southeast, shooting from a boat was legal before 1972. Since the mid-1990s, it also has been allowed for subsistence hunting on federal land, but not along shorelines of marine waters. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is neutral on the proposal, but it notes it could, quote, significantly increase deer harvests, particularly in deep snow conditions when deer tend to congregate on beaches, unquote. 10 on the committee supported it, one was opposed, and there was one abstention. The same proponent for that change is also seeking to relax the salvage requirement for deer rib meat. Hunters are required to remove and use the rib meat, but this change would make that optional. Nicholas Orr argues there's little usable meat, especially if a hunter shoots a deer in the ribs, and he says that the time it takes to remove the meat adds to the chance of encountering a bear while field dressing or butchering a kill. Petersburg's committee was unanimously opposed to that change. Another proposal seeks to allow feeding deer or the use of a food plot on private property in the region. It's a tactic used in other states to attract deer for hunting. The proponent Lucas Schultz submitted the change, arguing it would help deer populations survive southeast winters and help hunters focus on more mature bucks. Tom Schumacher is regional supervisor for Fish and Game's Division of Wildlife. He listened into a meeting in December by phone and said the department had serious concerns about the proposal.
Yeah, feeding deer concentrates deer, which just promotes the spread of disease, and it's been shown to do that in other states.
Schumacher noted some states are prohibiting the practice because of the spread of chronic wasting disease and other health problems impacting animals. Committee member Don Spiegelmeyer agreed the proposal was a bad idea.
So I come from a state that allows feeding, and I agree completely. We got CWD, blue tongue, and the major cause of this is caused from food plots, corn, that type of thing, where the animals' mucous membranes come in touch with one another, or they feed on something that drops out of their mouth with a diseased deer, and it can pass and spread through the herd really quickly.
Petersburg's committee was unanimous in opposition to that change. Another proposal seeks to lengthen the season for waterfowl hunting into January. The season length is limited to 107 days, while the start and end dates are constrained by federal wildlife managers. Yet another proposal seeks to shift the hunting season for migratory birds and game management units 1 through 4 2 weeks earlier for its start and finish. Proponent Mike Vaughn wants to be able to start hunting September 1st instead of September 16th. Vaughn submitted the proposal back in 2008 that changed to the current start date, but says hunters are missing opportunity for sandhill cranes, pintail duck, teal, and widgeons. Committee member David Bennett agreed with the change back to the earlier start.
We've been missing most of the sandhill crane migration the last several years. They come through in September, and when they change this, we don't get to hunt them on a river like we used to. Plus, the teal and the widgeon hunting is really good in September, if we could get over there. And the duck hunting the last 2 weeks of December is kind of cold and hard on the dogs, and I don't think it's that great.
It's kind of dark, too.
Others on the committee liked the late-season mallard hunting at the end of December. Here's Marsh.
I've seen in the past where there's a lot of young kids that are in school that don't get to go very much until like Christmas break, Christmas vacation, and they get to go.
Only two on the committee were in support of that change. The rest were opposed or abstained. Other regional proposals seek to reinstate a requirement for identification tags on traps or create a requirement that trap lines be marked with signs. The board in 2016 voted to remove the trap ID requirement for Southeast. It was meant to help with conflicts between trappers and other people who have seen their pets or wild animals caught in traps. And one proposal seeks to extend the trapping season for beaver. Others seek to change black bear hunting requirements. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.